And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with former Giants offensive lineman Roman Oben. And Roman, let's talk about Tom Coughlin's injury list real quickly. Offensively, we know there's a deal with the running backs going on, but we're going to go to defense first and mention linebacker Jaquan Williams, who apparently has some type of knee injury. They thought it was a calf injury in San Francisco, but now we learned he's not going to practice this week, and he's always very good as a spy. You could use that against RG3.
Yeah, you will go back to last year where he spied Michael Vick, and that was a big factor in that victory. So he's a great athlete. He's really smart, good between the sideline and the numbers in that area of the field. So that's going to be something that Perry Fuel has to add a new wrinkle to how they're going to defend RG3 this week.
Of course, Paisinger is available, as is Keith Rivers, who only saw token action against the 49ers last week. A couple other injuries to talk about. One of them is potentially Chris Canty coming back now off of PUP. That's not so much a guy who's hurt, but a guy who's getting healthy.
Well, Chris Canty really has been missed more than anyone on that defensive line, especially in that interior, with his big physical presence on the inside. He hasn't had any physical contact since February. So with the PUP rules in the NFL, you can start practicing him now, but you've got 3 weeks to really activate him. So that's something that the Giants and Coach Coughlin is going to really have to monitor as far as when he'll be ready for that physical contact. I mean, he hasn't hit anybody since hitting the weights, you know, in February.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Ahmad Bradshaw's got that sore foot still. He's not going to practice today. They're going to try to get him in practice tomorrow. But the way he's been running the ball, Roman, that's a real shame because he's had nearly 60 carries over the course of the last 2 weeks and run for almost 325 yards doing it.
Yeah, Ahmad Bradshaw has amassed half of the yards that he had last year. I mean, last year, 649 yards. But one good thing we've seen of Ahmad Bradshaw, we've seen a different runner. We see him explode to the hole and explode through the hole untouched, and then you don't see him start cutting until he gets into the secondary. So, again, the 57 carries for 300 yards, over 300 yards, what we've seen the last 2 weeks, with the foot injury, with the neck he's been nursing, you want to start to monitor some of those carries, but it's good to see the cohesion of the offense line up front with the interior guys, you know, Boss Booth, those guys, and then the outside, Beatty and Locklear controlling that point of attack on the edges.
Good news, he may get some relief. Andre Brown is back from his concussion, so he could always take some of that workload off. I want to stick with that O-line for just a second, though, because David Deal was part of a jumbo package as the third tackle or the extra tight end in San Francisco, something brand new that we saw. It worked pretty well. And, oh, by the way, Eli Manning was only hit once in 28 dropback attempts, no sacks.
Yeah. As that running game has continued to improve, here comes the play action. The linebackers start to suck in the line of scrimmage. That high safety starts to peak in a little bit. I mean, even see the touchdown to Cruz. You see Bradshaw ducking, hitting that touchdown for Cruz. So all those things start to happen as a result of a good running game. You start to be able to throw the ball when you want to throw it, when the running game is going well. Then you can really protect Eli Manning, keep him on his feet to find those guys in the perimeter.
Well, one of the other things that worked well in the victory over San Francisco was the passing game. And Twitter question number one comes to us from NY Giants Fans UK, who wants to know, how did Akeem Nicks look to you in his first game back? And, of course, you can always send to Twitter at Giants Chat whatever you'd like to hear Roman and I comment about.
Look, Nicks had as meaningful of a 3 catches for 44 yards as we've really seen all year. I mean, he's really worked himself back to health. Didn't see him since preseason. One thing he was missing, though, is that fifth gear, that top-end speed. He saw him hobble a little bit, not really running full speed, but Nicks is a guy that can really work himself back to full speed. And as he improves in this quarter of the season, the Giants on the perimeter will be very, very dangerous.
Well, of course, Dominic Hixon helped out the Giants' passing game as well. But I also want to talk to you about that pass rush, Roman, because that was another element that was really cooking against the Niners. They had 4 sacks. JPP had 2 of them.
Yeah, and I know you look at this defensive line. I mean, I know it's baseball season. The Giants' defense line has been a little bit of a batter's slump as far as getting those sacks. So it's good to see JPP have 2, 6 sacks last week from a defensive line you saw. So interior, Joseph. You saw a lot of guys on the outside. Kiwi at the end had a 14-yarder, so you can start saying now the Giants' pass rush is back.
Yeah, they had 9 quarterback hits. All right, when we come back, we will talk more about the opponent this week, the Washington Redskins. But first, let's get a listen in on something very special from Hackensack University Medical Center.
A Hi, I'm Dr. Joe Giangola, and I'm director of the diabetes team at Hackensack Medical Center, and I'm here to talk to you about diabetes. Diabetes is probably so prevalent for a bunch of reasons. One, we're heavier and we're less active, and we have the genes for diabetes, at least a good portion of us. I have a lot of patients who tell me they help control their blood sugar by exercising. They find their sugar's a little bit high, and they go for a run, they go for a walk, they do anything, and the blood sugar comes down. So exercise, it's almost as useful as using some of the medications that we prescribe. Problem is, a lot of people never really do it regularly enough so that they see its value. But when I sit down on the Sunday afternoon, I look for something to eat that's not going to really put a lot of weight on me. But a lot of the same things are good for diabetes. You could have a vegetable plate with a low-fat dip. You could have hummus with the baked pita chips. I would go for something like peanuts. I would go for something like a handful of almonds, a handful of walnuts, a vegetable platter with a low-fat dip or something like that. Frankly, it keeps you eating something that's going to be healthier than other things you would have chosen.
Welcome back to Giants Press Conference live here from the Timex Center, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. Paul Dottino and Roman Oben with you now. And talking about the Washington Redskins, it all starts with some guy named RG3. This rookie quarterback has really burst onto the scene, completing 70% of his passes, which leads the NFL. He also ran for a 70-yard-plus touchdown last weekend in the win over the Minnesota Vikings. The Giants may get Chris Candy back this week. That would be good. There's a roster spot available now with Darrell Scott having knee surgery just yesterday. But let's talk about RG3 and how the Giants can hope to defend him.
Look, four words for RG3. He is as advertised. I mean, you can watch that 76-yard run last week against the Vikings. It's just really one level of his style of play. When he runs and scrambles, he's running to create passing lanes because he sucks up the defenders, the safeties, and he opens those guys downfield. So the reason the Redskins are fifth in the league in total yards, eighth in offense, is because of what RG3 adds to Mike Shanahan's dimension offensively.
Yeah, and he's so smart. He really doesn't make a lot of mistakes, Roman, and you know, he's got plenty of targets to throw to. Fred Davis, the tight end, is a guy who's particularly been a thorn in the Giants' side. And don't forget that wily veteran, Santana Moss, who can play out of the slot.
Yeah, Fred Davis, Santana Moss, who seems younger this year in this offense as he's getting up in age. But what they do offensively is not unique to Mike Shanahan offense. You know, going back to his Denver days, it's very simple what they do on the ground. It opens up those that tight end down the seam. See Fred Davis. He's a really good safety net for RG3 down the seams, down the sidelines. Makes it a big problem for those linebackers who are poking in that backfield, looking at that running game. And then here comes Santana Moss with those big plays. He had one big play a couple weeks ago. So that's the kind of formula that you're going to see coming into MetLife Stadium on Sunday.
The one thing that hurts him a little is that Carson has a toe injury, and we really don't think he's going to play. Now, when they're not throwing it, they can run it. With a sixth-round pick, Alfred Morris has nearly 500 yards rushing, Roman. Four out of the first six games of the Redskins this year, he's gone in for touchdowns.
Look, Alfred Morris is a tough, hard-nosed, workforce type of running back, and he kind of reminds you of some of those backs that Shanahan had in those Denver days, back when he could just plug in anybody off the street and get 1,000 yards. So that's the kind of force that Alfred Morris brings to this running attack. Again, between the tackles, everyone's live. You look on the backside of those runs the Redskins have had, there is no backside. Everyone's at the point of attack. That's what makes that zone effective in the running game.
Now, the weakness on the Redskins, if there is one, is their defense. They're in the bottom five of the league. You know, Arakpo and Kerrigan is their big sack guy now, but Arakpo and Carricker are both out. So Kerrigan has got himself 3.5 sacks. He's really the only pass rush threat they have. And when you combine a poor pass rush with a weak secondary, it's a problem.
Well, where they lack in pass rush, they get, you know, stuffing the run. They're doing really good at this line of scrimmage. Darvis Jenkins, Bowens, you know, a lot of those guys on the defensive line kind of made up for the absence of Arakpo, you know, who have gotten probably 15 sacks or so that they're missing from Arakpo. But that secondary, you know, Raheem Morris is the new defensive coordinator. He's brought that kind of that attitude, that defensive secondary. But what they've done is they've blown some coverages. You know, they're getting really risky with, you know, trying to jump on routes. So there's some big plays downfield that the Giants can make if they can connect.
Yeah, D'Angelo Hall is not what he used to be, and they've given up 15 touchdown passes, tied for worst in the league. But the run defense, well, that's pretty good. London Fletcher has been around forever, 37 years old, and he's still stopping people.
Look, London Fletcher, I know him personally. He's a really solid individual. 15 years. Didn't make his first Pro Bowl until he was 34 years old. I mean, he's as consistent and as solid as a defensive player as there is in the NFL. I mean, look at Ray Lewis just went down this week. I mean, London Fletcher reminds you of those 15, 16-year guys that have done it. He's done it for a long time, and he's still highly instinctive. And he will be leading that defense on Sunday at MetLife Stadium.
And then the other thing that the Redskins do well, +9 in turnover ratio. That's why they are 3-3 as they head into MetLife Stadium. Our coverage of the Giants and Redskins begins here on MSG Sunday with Opening Drive Live, live at 10 o'clock, right outside the West Gate here at MetLife. So until then, for Roman Orbit, I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time right here on MSG.